إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، it's always a pleasure to welcome all of you in our classes. Tonight we continue reading the explanation of the hadith number 23 من الأربعين النووية, from the 40 hadith selected by Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله تعالى. We're still reading from the explanation of our beloved Shaykh الدكتور العلامة صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى من كتابه القيم المنحة الربانية في شرح الأربعين النووية. And this is the third part of this hadith. And once again, I'm going to read the hadith, inshallah ta'ala. فعن أبي مالك الحارث بن عاصم الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطهور شطر الإيمان، والحمد لله تملأ الميزان، وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأني أو تملأ ما بين السماء والأرض، والصلاة نور، والصدقة برهان، والصبر ضياء، والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك، كل الناس يغدو، فبائع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها. الحديث رواه Muslim. On the authority of Abi Malik al-Harith ibn Asim al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, purity is half of faith. Alhamdulillah fills the scales. And subhanallah walhamdulillah fill that which is between heaven and earth. Prayer is light. Charity is a proof. Patience is illumination, and the Quran is an argument for or against you. Everyone starts his day and is a vendor of his soul, either freeing it or bringing about its ruin and destruction. This hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala in his sahih. وصلنا في الشرح عند قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والصدقة برهان. والصدقة برهان. We get in the part when the Shaykh is explaining now the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and charity is a proof. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله الصدقة هي إخراج المال في طاعة الله. تعريف الصدقة. الصدقة هي إخراج المال في طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى. First, he gives us a definition of صدقة. What is charity? He says charity is when you give money away, but upon obedience to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. When you spend money, but upon obedience to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, that is called charity. وقوله برهان أي دليل على صحة الإيمان. It says the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he says it is a proof. Charity is a proof, meaning is a proof to the authenticity and soundness of the faith of that person. And then he's going to explain. قال لأنه لا يجود بالمال مع حبه له إلا من في قلبه إيمان. So that because, so now he's explaining that sadaqah, charity, spending in the way of Allah upon obedience to Allah is a proof for the soundness of one's faith and Iman. He says because no one really spends his wealth that he loves except the one who has faith in his heart. Except the one who has faith in his heart. قال وإلا فالمال محبب إلى النفس. Said we know people love wealth. People love money. والنفس شحيحة, likewise. The nafs tell you not to give, rather tell you to get more. فإذا قد, so this is the nature of the human being. They want more money. They want to get and receive more than they give. They don't want to give up. They don't want to spend. They just want to get more. He says, فَإِذَا قَدَّمَهُ الْإِنسَانُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ فَهَذَا بُرْهَانٌ عَلَى إِيمَانِهِ حَيْثُ رَخُسَ عِنْدَهُ الْمَالِ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. الله أكبر. He says, so when a person spends his wealth upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this is a proof that that person has faith, has iman. Because his wealth doesn't mean much if it is to be spent upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is Allah who commands us to spend. Many ayats Allah tells, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu anfiqu. Anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. Just today, a couple of minutes ago, the Imam recites in Surah Al-Maghrib, in Surah Al-Munafiqun. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humu khasirun. وأنفقوا الأمر وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ماذا ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب لماذا فأصدق الله أكبر وأكون من الصالحين. In this we just hear the Imam recite حفظه الله in Surah Al-Maghrib, in Salat Al-Maghrib. أحسنت حفظك الله. سورة إن صلاة المغرب. The Imam recites in the second rak'ah سورة المنافقون. And in the end of that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against something. O you who believe, let not your wealth nor your children divert you away from the remembrance of Allah. And whoever does such, such are those who are losers. And spend, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, and spend from that which we have provided you with. مِنْ قَبْلِ, before death come upon any one of you. Now, and then that person, when death come, that person will say, O Allah, give me some time. Allow me to live longer. For what? فَأَصَّدَّ, so I can give charity. SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. So here the believer, he's obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, spend, the believer they spend. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invite the companion to spend, they went and bring all what they have until he was like piles of wealth in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iman. And what do you spend? Sheikh ibn al-Uthaymeen mentioned that in explanation of Riyad al-Salihin. يسألونك ماذا ينفقون. قُلِ الْعَفُوْ. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what they spend. What is that they should spend? What is the amount? He says, الْعَفُوْ. The عَفُوْ here, the ulama of tafsir, they explain it as, مَا فَضُلَ وَمَا بَقِيَ عَنْ الدَّرُورِيَاتِ وَالِاحْتِيَاجَاتِ. The عَفُوْ here, what is it that they should spend? Whatever wealth remain with you after you take care of your necessities. You take care of your necessities, what you need, you take care of them. Something left, you spend it. The iman, the mu'minun. And of course, the sadaqah has to be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لهذا قال ابن القيم رحمه الله والصدقة لا تنفع صاحبها إلا إذا خرجت من قلبه قبل أن تخرج من يده حتى تغادر قلبه قبل أن تغادر يده. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a statement, very beautiful statement. He says that charity does not benefit that person until he leaves his heart before he leaves his hand. You have to leave the heart first. It's for Allah. Not someone give it and then later on, I shouldn't have done it. That was too much. Now he has to leave the heart first. Please, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah kareem. Allah jawad. Allah is merciful. Allah is generous. Allah gives. And Allah commands us to give only that which He gives us. And He promised us to multiply it for us. And still some of us, we think like, no, it may not happen. Allah, He has the dominions over all things. He has the dominion of all things. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أما المنافق فهو لا يتصدق. After he brings us the believer, this is the believer, he spends in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon obedience to Allah. Of course, take care of his family, his parents, the people that he's in charge of, and then he spends upon the needy, the orphans, the widow, those in need, those who have debts to be paid off. He spends in venues that bring good to the Muslims. من إنشاء الطرق طرق والجسور وحفر الآبار وغيرها من المصالح والمنشآت لا تنفع المسلمين. Likewise, if he has more money, spend it in building bridges, roads, digging out wells for water for the people in some villages, schools, hospitals, from those things that benefit the Muslims. أما المنافق فهو لا يتصدق بل يقبل يديه عن الصدقة. Now look at the hypocrite, والعياذ بالله. The hypocrite does not spend. They withheld from spending. قال تعالى ولا ينفقون إلا وهم كارهون في سورة التوبة. Verse 54, Allah mentioned about the hypocrites. Even those amongst them who spend, they hate to spend. They dislike just because they were in an area, in a time they had to spend. وقال ويقبضون أيديهم. Also Allah tells us about them in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 67. They withheld their hands. They don't spend. فالصدقة برهان على الإيمان. So once again, صدقة is a proof for faith, for iman. وقلة الصدقة أو عدمها دليل على النفاق كما وصف الله المنافقين بذلك. شيخ صالح الفوزان, he says, and those who do not spend but a little or don't spend at all is a proof of hypocrisy, والعياذ بالله. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the hypocrites from their descriptions, is that they do not spend. Yeah, subhanAllah. If I forget a book, I was going to bring it, wallah musta'an, I forget. A book I was going to read to you, subhanAllah, the Salaf, those who we try to follow their examples, Sahaba in the first place, the companions, and At-Tabi'un, and Atba' At-Tabi'un, and those who come after them until this time from our noble scholars, and what they spent, you'll be amazed. You'd be amazed. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu brought all of his wealth. Umar brought half of it. Sahaba bring in whatever they have. Whatever they have, they bring it. Urwa ibn Zubair He's narrating on behalf. Now, of course, I'm sharing with you what I remember from memory, because I've done that chapter quite a few times, alhamdulillah. Urwa ibn Zubayr, he mentioned about his aunt, Aisha radiallahu anha, because his mother is Asma, Aisha's sister. He says, رأيتها توزع مئات الآلاف على الفقراء. I saw her, saw my aunt, giving away hundreds of thousands for the poor while she still patching her own clothing. Allahu Akbar. And she's patching her clothing. They gave it away. They say that Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu anhu, he was rich. A lot of money, but he never paid zakat. Why? Because he never have money until 1 year go by. He always spend it in the way of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And the Arabs, they used to be very generous, even before Islam. And they used to do amazing things, how they take care of the guests, the orphans. And but now we have Islam, alhamdulillah. Allah tells us, spend is good for you. I'm just giving one example of from the ulama of our time, Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. Sheikh Ibn Baz used to spend a lot. A lot of money used to come through his hands. Not his, but al-muhsinun, the people that have money, Allah gave them a lot of wealth. They used to bring millions in his hand. Hundreds of thousands and millions. They trusted the Shaykh. Give it away. You know, people come to you, give it away. And he will give. And they give him some. They says, look, but this hundred or whatever, or couple hundred is for you. He put it with the other ones to be given away. La ilaha illallah. And one of his students who was writing his biography, he says that some of the people who were very close to him, they say, Shaykh, I thought that this man said that this money is yours. You need a house, Shaykh. You need to leave something for your family. The Shaykh, he will smile, says, there ain't no houses but the house of the hereafter. That's the houses we want. Allahu Akbar. People, they will come and ask for charity. He said, give them. The Shaykh was blind. And those who are around the Shaykh, they say to him, like they whisper, they said nicely, they said, Shaykh, this man, he came more than once. He says, even if he come 100 times, give him. Allahu Akbar. If he deserve it, give it to him. So much so that in that book that talks about the biography of Sheikh Ibn Baz, that one man came and asked for charity, they give it to him. Okay, they give him like 2,000 riyal. But this man in a check, he went and add another zero, make it 20. Because he needs more. And when he take it, of course, to the bank to cash it, the teller says, we can't cash this. The man says, what? Do you know where this come from? They says, we know where it come from. Sheikh Ibn Baz. And you still don't want to cash it? They said, it's not for that. We cash anything that come from Sheikh Ibn Baz. By the way, before I forget this point, now so many things come into my mind. Sometimes the manager of the bank, Al-Rajh, Islamic bank, they call the Sheikh once. They didn't call him, they just said this to one of his, because they're very shy of the Sheikh. They said to one of the people that work with the Sheikh, they says, look, the Sheikh's account is overdrawn.
Overdraft.
Hundreds of thousands. The guy says, for how long? He says, for a while. And you guys still cash it? He says, yes, we will cash any check that comes from Sheikh Ibn Baz. We are not going to reject any check. They don't. The account has no money for a while. Still, the Sheikh given checks and they still cash it. Allahu Akbar. He says, look, and we're not saying this because we just want the Sheikh to know what's going on. That's it. But as for us, we will never return any check that comes from him. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, so the tailor said to the man, look, it's not because Sheikh bin Baz. We have orders to any check, Sheikh bin Baz, any amount, we give it out. But the problem is that, look, here in numbers it says 20,000, but in writing it says 2,000. I don't know what is the mistake. The man said, you think I'm doing it? So we're not accusing you of anything. We can't do it until we check with the Sheikh. So the man, he got mad, he left. They informed the Sheikh, and the Sheikh said, Subhanallah, maybe this man wanted more. La ilaha. Months go by, the same guy came back to ask for charity. So of course the people who deal with that department, they remember him, they recognize him. They said to the Sheikh, he's here. What we do? Call the police? What we do? The Sheikh says, La, give the man what he wants and tell him to please to forgive us for the last time we didn't give him what he wanted. Yes, these are the ulama. That's why we're mentioning he died years ago, he's still mentioned. Because of the khair they did. Khair. And I heard another, I'll give you another story. Because this story is they revive our hearts. Because some hearts are dead, man. Some hearts are sick. Some hearts are like a rock, like a piece of concrete. They have to be revived, to be soft. What are you going to get out of it? Can you squeeze a piece of concrete? What can you get out of it? Nothing. But you can squeeze a nice orange and get something nice out of it and drink it. We want our hearts to be like that, soft. When we hear an ayah, spend. Allah gave you that $20. So why you all of a sudden you've been doing all the math? But when you're going to go Dunkin' Donuts and spend it in there on coffee, donuts, oh no math. Spend. Because this stories of the Salaf, and by the way, these are real stories, not like fabricated and made up stories, real stories. Another story is, they mention in the time of one of the rulers, so how the people, when they hold on to the Sunnah, they hold on to the Deen, and they apply it, not just by claims, Salafiyya, Sunnah, Minhaj, Firqa Najiyya, but what is the action? Where is the practice? In everything, in aqeedah, in ibadat, in akhlaq, in muamalat, not just in the way ones look. In everything, the heart. So they mentioned that this man, he needed money. And when they need money, they don't go and ask and beg. They be patient and try to do something and be patient. Until this man, he says, I'm going to go and, okay, he asked his wife. He says, look, I know this friend of mine. He's the only way I can go to him. I can't go ask anybody else. They have haya, they have iffah, they abstinence, you know, they have shyness. They don't just go to anybody, give me money, let me hold this, let me hold that. So as soon as he went to that man in an hour that he never went to his house, he knocked at the door, young lady came out, she's like, who? He said, is so-and-so home? She said, yes, tell him so-and-so. When she went to tell him that so-and-so, before even he see him, in his house, he's like, Subhanallah, he came to me at this time, he will never come to me in an hour like this. For him to come an hour like this and knock at my door, he must need something. He must be going through some hardship. He went and grabbed a lot of money and came out. Yes, Subhanallah. These are people, they're Muslims. Went and grabbed a lot of money he has, put it in a bag, Assalamu alaikum. Put it in his hand, says, Assalamu alaikum. That's it. Don't say anything. He even says, give me money or nothing. La ilaha illallah. If somebody does it now, they say he's crazy. He's giving his money away. So this man, he went to his wife, happy. He said, look, Allahu Akbar. I didn't have to say anything. She said, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. They thanked Allah. And then at that moment, somebody is knocking at the door. He's like, let me go see who's there. Because he has nobody that work, you know, like the other person. So he went, he saw one of his friends that he would never thought he would come and knock at the same hour. Salam alaikum, salam, said, wait. He even asked him, why you're here for interrogations. No, he just went to his wife. He says, look, he's a friend of mine by the door. He never came to me at this hour. Maybe he's coming to ask me the same thing. I just want to ask the other one. What do you think, since Allah been nice, Allah nice to us and gave us all this lot of money, what do you think we give him half of it? She said, are you crazy? You want to give him a half? What do you think now? Huh? She said, something wrong with you. Give him all of it. Allahu Akbar. Righteous woman. She said, Allah, that man didn't give you half. That man didn't give you half. Give him all of it. And Allah who gave you this, give us, inshallah, more than it. So he took that and gave it to him. Same bag. That man went home, and then another man came and knocked at his door. He gave him the bag. When he see the bag, he says, who gave you this bag? He said, don't worry about it. Take it. It's yours. He said, listen, it's not the case. I just want to know who gave it to you. He said, I cannot tell you who gave it to me. I cannot tell you who gave it to me. It's yours. Go. Take it. He says, well, actually, it is mine. I just gave it to somebody a couple hours ago. La ilaha illallah. I just gave it to somebody a couple hours ago. So you must get it from the other. So when the ruler hears about them and their generosity, their nobility, you got to be noble too. You got to have some nobility. And their sacrifice, ithar, they put others before themselves. He invited them and took care of them and give them a lot of money, and he gave the lady twice. Subhanallah. You gotta spend in the way of Allah, akhi, because Allah gives. You can't be just like holding. Yeah, subhanallah. Nah. Sorry I took you away from the class, but mashallah. Nah. So this teaches us, because as I mentioned before, these classes are for us to correct ourselves, to see what's wrong in our lives. Because we're human, we have deficiencies. We're not perfect, we're not prophets. Okay? So we sin, we wrong ourselves, we think in one way. So this ahadith and the ayat, they set us on the right track. Some of us, we're walking aside the path and we think we're on it. Delusion. Until somebody say, look man, you gotta be over there. You're not even on the track. And this ayat, this ahadith, and the explanation of them by these noble scholars, we hope that Allah benefit us with it. And we jazahum Allah khairan. Qala was sabru diya. Now we go to the explanation of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was sabru diya. Patience is illumination. قال الشيخ الصبر هو حبس النفس على طاعة الله وهو ثلاثة أقسام. What is صبر? صبر is when a person subdue himself, his own self, to be upon obedience to Allah. That's patience. And it is three types. الأول صبر على طاعة الله، صبر على طاعة الله. And by the way, I just mentioned the example of our noble Mashayikh who they died. As for others who are still alive, I have a lot of stories from them, but I just don't want to say it now because they may not like it. They may not like me saying things. And they don't, I know, they don't like. They do things for Allah and they don't want. Okay, so inshallah ta'ala, may Allah give them a longer life upon obedience to Allah. And may Allah increase them in knowledge and firmness upon the sunnah. And may Allah allow us to continue to benefit from them. Ameen. So the Shaykh, he says that the sabr is three types. The first type of sabr, sabrun ala ta'atillah. You have to be patient to be obedient to Allah, to stay upon obedience to Allah. قال فالواجب على العبد فالواجب على العبد ملازمة الطاعة ولو شقت على نفسه، لأن الطاعة ليست سهلة. شيخ صالح الفوزان رحمه الله تعالى says what is incumbent upon the servant to remain upon obedience. Don't give up. Don't take a break, man. Can't take a break in this one. You're a servant of Allah. It's incumbent upon the servant to remain upon obedience to Allah, even if it's difficult upon him. It's difficult, but stay on it. He says, because لِأَنَّ الطَّاعَ لَيْسَ سَهْلًا. To be upon obedience is not always easy. It's not easy. سيضرب الشيخ أمثلة. قال فالذي يصلي كل يوم خمس مرات ويقوم من الليل يحتاج إلى صبر. The Shaykh says, as for the one who pray the five obligatory prayers every day and night, and get up and pray in a part of the night, this requires patience. Not easy. No. والذي ينفق الأموال ويجاهد في سبيل الله ويأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر ويدعو إلى الله يحتاج إلى صبر على طاعة الله. Sheikh says likewise, to spend your wealth for the sake of Allah, and have some patience. You gotta struggle. Your nafs gonna tell you don't do it. You just spend. You're not the only one here. Why you? Why all that? Maybe other people might tell you after you spend. Sometimes they say, look, we need this, we need that. A person gave a 10,000. Maybe his friends, instead to turn to take a lesson from him and say, why is he better than me? Now I'm going to give like him too. And they compete. They tell him, akhi, why you give all that money, man? Because they don't know why. See, just the question they ask, they don't even know why. Instead to get encouragement. So now some people, they're like, you're right. Why should they? No. But somebody has patience. Oh, I gotta give that money. I know why I'm giving it. I know. The one who command good and forbid evil, he needs patience to continue to do that. Not anybody you go to and talk to them, even in a nice way, say Jazakallah khairan ya akhi, you're right. No, there's other people they can say, who are you? You're Mr. Sheikh. Ah, now you're a Sheikh on me, huh? Don't talk to me, man. Forget about yourself. You need the advice yourself. I don't want to fight you. So what are you going to do? Is this like I said? No more commanding good? No, you're going to need patience. People talk to you nicely, not nicely. You're doing it for Allah. That's okay. Look at the ulama, what they went through. And the anbiya before them, what they went through. Patience. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they get the victory from Allah after what? After patience. وكذلك الدعوة إلى الله. You want to call to Allah, they're not going to leave you alone. نعم. You want to call to Allah, you want to call to Tawheed, the people who call to Shirk, they're not going to leave you alone. You want to call to the Sunnah, the Mubtadi'ah, you're their enemy now. They have you on their schedule. They're going to say things about you. And even sometimes those who claim to be on your minhaj, they still be against you because of their desires. For whatever reason, still going to say you're a mumayya. He's not a true salafi because of their ignorance. Sometimes it's hasad. Sometimes it's envy, jealousy. Sometimes ignorance, jahl, and the like. But what are you going to do? Give up the da'wah because they said two words about you and cry? No, you be firm. They can say all they want. I'm going to share with you a statement. I heard it 2 days ago from our noble Sheikh himself, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah. He gave a talk at the University of Medina for the students and for the whoever attend. And it was a lot of people. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi Al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah, he was one of the people who listened to the talk, and he was in the first row. And then he asked a question. He says, "Oh Sheikh, noble Sheikh, what I'm about to ask you, mashallah, it's been asked before. And you and other mashayikh from Ahlul Sunnah, they give us, alhamdulillah, the answer we need. But just because some people, they may not heard it before, or we ourselves, we need to be reminded, inshallah ta'ala, what advice, ya Shaykh, you say about those who they say that Shaykh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he was a takfiri, and he says that the Muslims are kuffar, and this, and this, and this." Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حفظه تعالى, he says, ليس غريبا أن يقال مثل هذا في مثل هذا الشيخ. It's not something new or to be amazed when you see certain people say something about like this, about a sheikh like this. So whenever a person is upon the haq, upon the truth, have ikhlas in his da'wah, enemy is going to say things about him. They're going to lie. He says, subhanAllah, they lie against the prophets. Not just him, alayhi wassalatu wassalam. Our prophet, the best of mankind. What they say about him? Sahir, sorcerer, kadhab, a liar, majnoon, madman. Yeah, we still read those accusations, false accusations in the Quran. Sheikh says, and this accusations does not harm the Sheikh at all. Rather, it raises him, alhamdulillah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, and beside the point, these people who accuse him with this and this, okay, here is the books of the Sheikh, bring them. Bring them, yes. Bring us one page, one statement where the Sheikh said this or does this that they are accusing him of. He says, nothing. So don't pay no mind. ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ الْوَقِعَةُ فِي أَهْلِ الْأَثَرِ. Because the Salaf, they used to say, one of the signs of the people of innovation, they talk bad about the people of Sunnah. When you find someone talking bad about a person who's upon the Sunnah, you know they got issues, they got problems. They got very much a problem and issue, وَلْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. So sabr, ya akhi, you want to give da'wah to Allah? As long as you give da'wah to Allah, not to himself, to make a name like certain people. They use the da'wah, salafiyya, sunnah, mashayikh, this, cry in it, lectures, until they get some followers and they flip the script. And they start calling to themselves, "No, it's me. Well, what about, that was a long time ago, man. I was wrong." They were building something for themselves. Once they have followers and people that are with them, now they're like, "No, okay, I don't have to take from Sheikh Rabia. I don't have to take from Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. I don't know. He's a man, I'm a man. A'udhu billah." You see? But if a person is calling to Allah upon, alhamdulillah, knowledge and upon ikhlas, sincerity, using hikmah, of course people are going to say something about him. Actually, ulama, they will beat up they were harmed, they were put to jail, other than they were killed. Imam Ahmed, Imam al-Sunnah, he was put in jail many times and harmed many times. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah put in jail. Sheikh Muqbil, he went to give a khutbah, he was beat up. Almost he was killed more than once. And other mashayikh, Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah, he said he went to give a da'wah in a place, come to Sunnah, call them to that which is better for them, they beat him up. He almost lost his life. Now they're going to say one thing about him. One text message comes, that's it. You give up the da'wah and you give up. Well, what are you doing it for? If you're on the path of the Anbiya, the path of the Sahaba, look what they went through. And they're better than us. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you think he whenever he calls somebody, give him a hug and say, Alhamdulillah, you brought us the haq, Allah. No, they fought against him. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were determined to kill him. They raised war against him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But what happened? Patience. He didn't give up giving da'wah to Allah. Because the nasr is from Allah. We follow the means, but the victory is from Allah and success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three types of sabr. The first one, as we mentioned, upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال والذي ليس عنده صبر لا يواصل الطاعة. He said the one who have no patience would not be consistent upon obedience to Allah. فينشط في أول يوم وثاني يوم ثم يتعب ويترك الطاعة. He said, yes, a person be diligent, have zeal, let's do it, mashallah, first day, second day, and then before you know it, you don't see them, they're gone. They give up. Why? They don't have no patience. وَلَوْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ صَبْرٌ لَاسْتَمَرَّ عَلَيْهَا. But if he have patience, he will continue upon obedience, even though hardship come, obstacles, things come in his way, because the shaitan is not going to leave you alone. Shayatin al-ins wal jinn. There is the devils among the human being and the jinn. They're not going to leave you alone if you want to be upon obedience to Allah. Things going to come from all over. Children, the wife, the house, the work, the business, the car, people. What are you going to do now? Give up? No, he says, look, I got to do this. I will change after the class of Tawheed. Grocery shopping, after Dhuhr, narrow time of Dhuhr. Person at Dhuhr is at 2 o'clock, and he has a long list that takes him 45 minutes. He's already like 10 minutes to the Adhan. Oh, just let me go to Walmart, get it quick. Yeah, right. You're going to go to Walmart, you're stuck there, now you lost the Salat. Now, the grocery list, after the Salat. After the Salat, I'm going to do this, inshallah ta'ala. He says, because the one who does not have patience, he will give up easy. Yes. They may start in it, I'm doing this, I learn some Arabic, I memorize some Quran. And a couple of days later, they gone. Nothing. Why? No patience. Barakallahu fiikum. قال الشيخ حفظه الله والثاني من أنواع الصبر الثلاثة أو أقسام الصبر الثلاثة صبر عن محارم الله. The second type of patience, that you have to have patience, will allow you to stay away from the haram, from what Allah has made forbidden. قال لا شك أن النفس أمارة بالسوء إلا من رحم الله. He says, no doubt that the soul commands with evil, except those that Allah has mercy on them and protect them from this. تريد الشهوات والمحرمات. The nafs called the person to fall into haram, to follow lusts and desires. وتريد أن تصبح مثل الناس وتسايرهم. Person is like, oh, I'm just one of the people. Oh, they're all doing it, they're all listening to music, so what's going to happen? See? That's the nafs. His nafs telling him to do the haram. فالمؤمن يصبر ويحبس نفسه عن الحرام ولا يغتر بكثرة الواقعين في الحرام. He said, but the believer doesn't say, even if his nafs whisper to him, he's like, look, no, I'm not going to be like the majority of the people. I'm obedient. I'm going to be obedient to Allah. I'm a slave of Allah. And therefore, he fights himself. He has a fight within himself. He fights himself not to fall into what Allah has made haram. And he's not deceived by the majority of the people who are upon evil. Some people, they say, I'm just going to be with the people, whatever happened, happened. No, you're going to be with the haqq. If your nafs telling you to do evil, fight. Don't give up. والثالث من أقسام الصبر صبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة. You're a human being. You're a servant of Allah. You're not in the Jannah yet. You're in this life. So you're subjected to the aqdar of Allah. You're going to lose your car one day. You lose your job, lose money, health, wealth, children, family members. You're going to be tested with decrease in wealth, in health, in money, in provision, in lives. فينبغي للمسلم أن يصبر إذا أصابته مصيبة في ماله أو في نفسه أو في أهله أو أقاربه ولا يزع ولا يتسخط. But the believer's position and attitude and stance is that whenever he's afflicted, whether in his wealth, in himself, he becomes sick, he goes to the doctor and says, look, you got a cancer. Or your son has this, your mother, she's this. Or he has afflicted in his family members. He shouldn't get angry and mad and go against the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لكن يرضى بقضاء الله وقدره ويسلم أمره إلى الله. Rather, he should accept the qadar of Allah, what Allah has decreed, and submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لأنه يعلم أنه ما من شيء يحدث له من خير أو شر إلا بتقدير الله عز وجل. Because the believer, he knows. See, this is the importance of knowledge and attending the classes of knowledge and circles of knowledge. Because the believer, he knows that whatever happening to him in his life, the good things and the bad things, is because Allah has decreed those things to happen. All the beautiful children he has, and the health, and the family, and the joy moment, and those increase in money, and raises in his job, and all of that is from Allah. Allah decreed for him to have that. So why wasn't he mad against the qadr of Allah? And he was very happy. Why he didn't say, why Allah you give me all this money? Huh? Why Allah? Why you give me boys and girls, beautiful, healthy? Why? Huh? Nah, they happy. Same thing. When you're tested, say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah decreed this to happen to you. But of course, when it comes to evil that touch us, we need to see if we have something to do with it. If we have things to do, and we're the one that put ourselves into the hardship, and through that we have to repent, and we have to learn and learn a lesson. But keep in mind, even if you put yourself into it, still Allah decreed that. Allah decreed to happen. فالإنسان ليس له حيلة فإذا صبر فله أجر وإن لم يصبر فالمصيبة ماضية ويحرم الأجر. الله أكبر. Said, now when a person is tested in his wealth, in his health, children, family members, property, this, that, if he's patient, he's rewarded for that. As in Riyad al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi mentioned a hadith that is Sahih Muslim, من يريد الله به خيرا يصيب منه. If Allah intends good for a person, put him to trials. You go into trials and you're a believer and you're patient, it's good for you. So the Shaykh, he says that believer, he thanks Allah, he's patient. Look, he's patient when the calamity befalls him or her, he gets reward by Allah. And you know, the greater the hardship, the greater the reward. And you want more reward, don't you? Of course. And with that, still the Prophet ﷺ tells us, don't ask for trials and don't, oh Allah, test me. I'm here already. No, don't ask. Ask Allah al-afiyah. Always ask Allah ease. Ask Allah for help. Don't ask Allah for cancer. Oh Allah, afflict me with it. I'm ready because I learned this hadith, mashallah. Because we can't take it. We ask Allah afiyah, we ask Allah health and safety and protection and security. But if we are tested, we patient. And the more we patient, the greater the reward. قال وإن لم يصبر فالمصيبة ماضية ويحرم رجل. If a person is afflicted and he's not patient and he's talking about it, is that going to change anything? No, the affliction is still there. But what is the problem? He deprived himself from the rewards from Allah. Deprive himself when he goes against, why me? A'udhu billah. Sometimes people, they say this. There are statements that are very evil statements. When a person, for example, he lost his job or lost a car or money or his son died, or then he says, why me? From all these people, oh Allah, why me? A'udhu billah. He's questioning Allah. Allah la yus'al. Now you say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. You say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ujurni fi musibati wa akhluf li khayran minha. Oh Allah, help me and assist me to go through this hardship and give me better than it. That's what the believers say. فَكَمَا أَنَّهُ يَشْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى نِعَمِهِ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَصْبِرَ عِنْدَ الْمَصَائِبِ. This is the believer. The same way you thank Allah for favors, for his bounties. The believer doesn't say, look, this is from me, man, I got skills. You got no skills. That's why I got all this money, I got skills. No, no. The believer, he says, Alhamdulillah, it's all from Allah. Even if somebody says, no, you got 3 PhDs, he said, Zayakhi, taqillah. Those 3 PhDs, who assist me to get them? Who gave me the help, the intellect, sound mind, the time to go through all this? Who? Allah. So now the believer, even though has skills, has strength, he says, it's from Allah, alhamdulillah. Yes, I follow the means. Alhamdulillah, it is from Allah. And he thank Allah for the favors. The same way in the times of hard time and affliction and decrease in wealth, in health, in family, in property, the believer say, alhamdulillah. Some people, they're like, are you sure you lost your car? Yes, yes, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. They're like, nah, he just made it up. They don't. Those who don't know, they don't try. They don't believe the brother. They're like, nah. Why? Why? Nah. He's look at him. He's not even mad. He's smiling. Somebody lost his car, smiles. Somebody is his father is afflicted with cancer and he's in a coma. The doctor say he may not make it. He got 3 days and look, he's smiling. He still go to the masjid and make salat. Yes, why not? He's still got. He's a believer. Alhamdulillah, he accept the qadr of Allah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.